This episode of Last Exit to Ponyville is brought to you by OffWorldDesigns.com. Go to OffWorldDesigns.com to check out their wide variety of geeky and pop-cultured inspired t-shirts. Offworld Designs carries shirts from a wide variety of artists and themes, from anime to zombies and everything in between. Whether you're a brony, a follower of Great Cthulhu, or just think dragons are awesome, Offworld Designs has you covered. Use coupon code BROHOOF to receive 10% off your order. OffWorldDesigns.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Bronies, forever. Woo!
Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to This Week in Geek's Last Exit to Ponyville Commentary Edition. That's right, I've been promising you guys this since about January. Finally, the snow is gone, spring is here. It means I can actually get out of the house for a change. And we've taken the show on the road. We're coming to you from the lovely city of Oakville. What's it famous for? Hell if I know. Anyway, I'm Mike the Birdman Dub, but I'm not alone as I trek through, well, Equestria Girl today. I'm joined with
Mrs. Birdman.
And I'm joined by two special guests. I've actually done a panel with these guys at CanterlotCon this past November in Mississauga? I think, yes. I'm joined with
Jessica Callahan.
And
Michael Ryan.
This guy has about the coolest Transformers collection I've ever seen in my life. Oh my god. I literally walked in here with a half boner just seeing all his stuff. My god. I kind of wish we were doing a Transformers the movie commentary instead, because I think we would have a crap ton to say. But instead, we're going to be talking about me adjusting my microphone. Sorry. We're going to be talking about Shout Factory and Hasbro's My Little Pony Equestria Girls. Now, we're watching this on the Blu-ray copy, so I'm hoping you guys should be able to sync this up with your particular media player of choice. So as we do with these commentaries, do we know necessarily behind the scenes stuff? Maybe a little bit, maybe not so much. Are we going to make fun of it? Probably. Are we still going to have fun talking about it? That's the idea as we decide to share this with you guys today, because I've always wanted to do a commentary on this, because seeing this in theaters last summer was a very pleasant surprise. I did not expect it to be as good as it was, and I think the new Equestria Girls comes out this summer, if I'm not mistaken. There's like a rock and roll one or something. And I saw the first song from it on YouTube the other day with Vinyl Scratch, or DJ Pawn 3, depending on how you want to look at it, and it looks surprisingly cool. So I guess without any further ado, we're going to begin this thing. So I'm going to give a count in from 5, and then we're going to hit play. So do we have a remote control for this? Or we're just pressing a button?
It's on the table behind you.
Okay, we're going to get my wife to grab that.
No, put your left hand out.
Sorry, guys.
Bear with us, people.
Yep, we're trying to decide which one does what.
I swear okay. We're techno-savvy people.
Yeah, really. I went to school for this. I am an expert. Now I just got to find the play button. Okay, guys. So get ready to rock and roll here. So
I'm enjoying this DVD menu here. Can we just watch this for an hour?
Commentary on the DVD menu. The menu, though.
All right, then. So let's get ready to rock and roll in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play. Play. Why do you hate me?
Okay,
now it's working. We think.
Wow.
Yes.
We've made contact.
So your counter should read 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, et cetera, et cetera. You should be synced up with us.
If those numbers weren't in that order, then you have a really bad Blu-ray player.
Exactly. You are not ready for what we're about to throw down on you. One of the things I've always been consistently impressed with this show is just how bright and colorful it is.
I love the color palette, and the animation itself has only gotten better as it's gone on. Like, that's one thing I really liked about this movie, was I love the color palette, love the animation. They definitely stepped it up for this.
Yeah, and it's amazing how, like, the show is even, it matches the quality of a theatrical release. Like, I'm really impressed with how good the show looks week to week.
That little heart thing that was spinning around was the plot element from the premiere of Season 3 or whatever.
Yeah, right? The Crystal Empire or whatever.
So that must be where obviously that's where they are, rather than just Ponyville.
You know, I never even thought about that. Man, it's actually been a really long ass time since I've actually seen this.
I watched this November before you and I did a panel on it. So.
I watched it like the week before I did a panel, being like, I should get to this.
I saw this in theaters, and there was not much advertising for this, which was really, really surprising.
Well, in our small town, there was probably 6 or 7 of us in the theater, and 3 people were dressed up, and they're former students of mine, so it was kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're some of the only bronies in the Orangeville-Shelburne area. Me with my derpy hooves tattoo, because I'm just that hardcore. Which, actually, after the Canterlot panel we did, I was actually on Comic Book Men for brony stuff about 2 weeks after that. So if you want to see me on Comic Book Men, it was episode 7, Dukes of Jersey, I think it was the episode.
I keep looking at Pinky and thinking of the toy that we have, where she is walking, talking Pinkie Pie, and I think, up and down, up and down.
That's something I've always loved about the like Pinkie Pie character, how she... She never walks, just bounces.
She reminds me of Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except not creepy.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I really, really dig this show, is it's so ridiculously happy. Mm-hmm. And now we have the Build-A-Bear ponies out here.
Ooh, they have Rarity now and Scootaloo and Sweetie Belle.
You know what?
Scootaloo.
I used to hear so many people bad talk the Cutie Mark Crusaders. They are like some of my favorite characters now. I love them because they're just so damn positive. Plus, I love their character designs too.
I'm not a big fan of the CMC, Run CMC, because one of the things I really like about My Little Pony is the fact that it's actually a show for kids, but it's about adults.
Mm-hmm.
Where most kids' shows are just all other kids. And this is, like, I think the only kids show that's not
has a good mix.
Based, where, hey, it shows that adults can be fun, too.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like the Cutie Mark Crusaders, though. For me, that adds that refreshing aspect of, oh, right, this show's for kids. Here's let's deal with some kid issues.
Okay.
And I've never felt this show ever talks down to its audience. Which it's weird, though, because I've done all these interviews for, like, Toronto kind of news stations about being a brony and what the show means and everything, and everybody expects My Little Pony to be the show that is literally stupid cutesy stuff for the sake of being stupid and cute.
It was that show for about 30 years.
Yeah, but now it's not. It's really intelligent, and it genuinely surprised me, because I remember I didn't become a brony until very late in the game. Maybe season 2 is when I came in.
Every character in the show at this point has gone through an episode where they have a full-on mental breakdown.
What I really like is like it's able to go into a deep, insightful place without getting pretentious. And I like that it's willing to add that little bit of darkness, that healthy amount. That I think that's a good thing to expose children to. Like,
mm-hmm.
There are certain things that you are going to deal with that aren't going to be fluffy all the time.
I can't think of any other show outside of like anime stuff, like say The Legend of Korra or stuff like that, where they take a risk with the characters. And ponies, yeah, it deals with some pretty goofy stuff now and again.
Weird Al. Oh my God, what a great episode.
That was such a good episode. Cheese sandwich.
But yeah, it's just, it's consistently just good. I can think of very few episodes where I've actually skipped them. And it's rare for a syndicated children's show to be consistently that good. There are bad episodes here and there.
So you're saying the show is a rarity?
It is a rarity.
Also, she's my favorite.
She is the best pony.
Come on, Pinkie Pie all the way.
Pinkie Pie's a... I don't like the ponies, the dirt ponies.
I love Pinkie.
There's the dirt ponies who... I don't know why they stick around. Then there's the loyal Pegaservants. See, it's you people who like dirt ponies who are so quick to violence. Where in unicorns, obviously, they are the superior master race of ponies.
But can they fly?
No, but they have the Pegaservants who fly for them.
Oh, that's terrible. Pinky and Flutters are my favorite. I love those guys.
You know, it occurs to me a couple years ago, I was working for another convention here in Ontario, and one of the guests we brought was Andrea Libman.
Oh, Kanji?
Yeah.
She is exactly as sweet as you would hope she is.
Oh, yeah. And you know what sucks? I wasn't a brony until after that convention. Mm. Kicking myself in the face. I didn't get her autograph. I didn't talk with her or hang out with her.
One of my friends went to the big brony con. This is in 2012. Like, she went to the big PonyCon in New York.
Las Vegas and Pegasus.
And she got a pinky toy for me signed by Andrea Lipman, and I have it. Yay. It's in my room. It's across from my alarm clock, and I'm so happy that she got that for me.
She also voiced X-23 on the show X-Men Evolution.
Really?
Yes. And I was like...
Such a violent character from her.
I know, but... And I'm like,
variety.
What do you think of this character? And she's like, I never actually watched the show.
I'm like, you know how awesome X-23 is, lady? Come on.
I love it when the voice actors watch the show. Like Tara Strong. I love that she's a brony.
Oh, my God. And she's so ridiculously proud of it, too. I love watching her Twitter.
She's one of my favorite people that I follow on Twitter.
I also like watching Tabitha St. Germain's Twitter, too. Because they've got such a sense of humor about themselves. And if there's ever, like, a cause or something, they'll retweet it or they'll talk about it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I love Luna's hair. There's sparkles in it.
I always wondered that only Luna and Princess Celestia have hair like that. I wonder if as the ponies get older, whether, like, the royal ponies are the only ones who have that.
I imagine at some point, if the show goes to see... I think it's already been renewed for season 5. It wouldn't surprise me if you see that happen to, like, Twilight's hair. In
6 seasons in the movie.
Yes. Well, now they already have a movie.
I mean a real movie.
A real movie?
Live action.
Pony explosions, man. The Michael Bay party cannon would be amazing.
Megan Fox would be in it, though.
Ugh. She can be the live action version of Sunset Shimmer, then.
That might work.
Which, actually, the Luna design, huge fan of it. She was my second choice as a tattoo, actually. A friend of mine drew this really sweet-looking picture of her, and I really, really thought about it. But I had to go with Derpy Hooves. Which, actually, I think, as of this recording, I think there's actually supposed to be a Derpy-focused episode in season 4.
I think that would be good. Considering the air quote controversy surrounding Derpy, I would like to see a Derpy Central episode. Maybe that will calm all that down.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I'm such a huge fan of Derpy is the fact that she may be different, but it doesn't bother her. And everybody just accepts her.
It's the same thing with Scootaloo. If they can have someone who has a physical handicap.
Practically a dirt pony.
Well.
Oh, my God. Mike Ryan.
Listen to this racism. Anti-ponyism.
There are actually different races here. Like, they have distinct physical differences.
Here you are talking about the master race of, like, Pegasi.
Which one would be the master race?
The Alicorns?
Yeah.
Because they get all the cool crap.
So then if they had a Hitler pony, he would want
You just
Alicorns.
Went there.
I totally went there.
Hitler pony wouldn't be an Alicorn, though, because he wasn't an Aryan, right? That's so I feel right. like Hitler pony would be like a unicorn. I feel like he would just...
Or maybe it's Derpy.
Oh my God. I'm just... You people have gone to a very dark place with swastika cutie marks.
Oh my God.
Okay, now, Dog Spike was a really weird choice.
They could have been a lizard. They could have, like, an iguana or a newt. Something.
Like, something turtle. Was actually in the same family.
Yeah, because, like, dragons are, or lizards, like, something.
But at least as a dog, you can carry him around somewhat inconspicuously.
We're making some big assumptions about dragons here.
All I know about dragons is from D&D and Skyrim.
And Harry Potter.
I actually love this scene where she's trying to figure out how to move and stuff. Because it reminds me of those video games where you have to...
Quap?
Yeah, where you're trying to use every muscle of it. So that's what this reminds me of. And I find it so funny.
Or like from Little Mermaid when she tries to first use her legs.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I remember when the character designs for this first came out and they were leaked on Equestria Daily. Do you remember how everybody freaked out? About the Equestria Girls design?
Well, a big... The toys are,
I think, a terrible design.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But, they're horrifying.
Yeah, I do not like them. But I do quite like the animation. I would have liked to see a variety in the characters' body types. Because they're all basically...
Brats.
That, and they're all wearing, like, skirts and stuff. And, like, some girls wear pants. Some girls wear shorts.
But they all wear these ridiculous boots.
Yeah, and they're all like these little twiggy girls. Like, no, I would like to see more variety in my people.
This was brought up by somebody during the Canterlot panel, and I think it's a good point, is that they don't have varied body types in normal universe. They're all the same basic pony shape.
I guess so.
But
Big Mac's a little bit bigger.
I know, and Big Mac, he has a different body shape in this, too. So... It's really the normal show's fault for making them all the main characters the same pony, default pony shape, when there are other characters, but other body types in the show. So
it wasn't as jarring as I expected it to be. Like seeing them move as opposed to the stills that we saw before the movie came out, I was actually surprised how like it doesn't look stupid, for lack of a better phrase. When I first saw the designs, I thought they looked terrifying. Especially Rarity looks like a zombie.
Well, it's because of how pale she is.
Yeah, that don't look healthy.
And because of how dead she is.
Yeah.
I do love that they translated the way that Pinky moves very well into her human counterpart. She still has that sort of bouncy kind of...
I never noticed that, actually.
Yeah, like check it. It's subtle, but it's definitely there. I don't know what... Maybe I'm seeing something I want to see, but that's always something that I saw.
That was a great herd of cameos just going by there. Like, every single...
Ponyville
walking
it's funny,
by.
They're adults in the pony world, but they're in high school over here.
It took season 4 before Simpsons reached a point where there were enough background characters to fill a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In early seasons, it's just like people. And now whenever there's a crowd on Simpsons, you go, it's a who's who of, you're like, that's Kent Brockman. That's Milhouse. That's Milhouse's dad. Yeah, I know. So
everything's coming up Milhouse.
Another thing that also genuinely surprised me about this was how well the music was done.
Oh, I loved every single song. That was one thing that
The cafeteria song took me by surprise.
I just realized that was... She looked into the classroom and it was Charity teaching.
Yep. Love that vinyl scratch design.
Mm. Skidaloo!
You can't do that inside. This school has the most lax rules.
There are no hall monitors. It's anarchy.
I can see myself standing in the hallway saying, no running, walking only.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
Yeah, I would be confiscating Scootaloo's scooter.
Wait, I thought if Scootaloo did have a physical disability, wouldn't it have translated into something different into the human world?
Maybe.
Maybe she just doesn't have a very good sense of balance. Yeah. That's why she's on the scooter.
So she would have a walker?
A walker, yeah. Or
a little miniature... wheelchair?
Maybe one of those really cool things that... You know those cool things that Jobe used a lot in Arrested Development? I don't know what they're called.
Segway.
The Segway.
Yeah,
it would be awesome if she had a Segway.
No, that is the only time somebody has said a Segway was awesome.
You know what's weird? You will not believe this, but when I was in college, I was driving through Buffalo with a few friends of mine. And in December, I saw a guy dressed as Santa Claus on a Segway on the side of the road with a parrot on his shoulder. No word of a lie.
Too funny.
It was so weird.
Pirate Santa.
Wait,
Segway.
I love this scene. She tells it to the bully. Ugh.
I think her hair is so awesome looking. Actually, I just love the way she looks.
Catfight.
Sunset Shimmer, I like her name. Itself. Like, what were the words? This for, like, Twilight. Sunset, shimmer, sparkle. They're obviously...
I never even thought of it like that.
Yeah, they... And I do think Sunset, Shimmer, like, everything she does could have been assigned to Trixie. Like, a lot of the movie was written with Trixie in mind as the antagonist, but then they're like...
We need something else?
Yeah.
Trixie's not threatening enough, ultimately, when it comes down.
Well, then they kind of... Pussified her in season 3, was it? Like, she had her episode where she has her quote-unquote redemption-ish.
I really like that episode.
But yeah, she wasn't threatening after that.
Yeah.
Look at how cute Fluttershy is. I love her.
Oh my god, it's a doggy.
A baby dragon.
And another thing, too, to notice, because this is more theatrical in scope, is there's so much more expression, so much more just little nuances in how they move and everything.
Well, human faces are a bit better
and
designed
I do like
for
the
that
detail to thing. The hair, though, like the ponies, their manes sometimes would move depending on like a gag thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But like if you look at this, like
It's always moving or something.
Yeah, and it's nice, and it flows very well. And, like, I really like Sunset Shimmer's hair.
But oh, God, yeah. I love that.
But, like, with Fluttershy, like, you see, like, her hair's moving with her, and so is Twilight. And Pinky, I'm certain, does it as well. We'll see when it happens.
And even a little touch there with, like, Spike's tail constantly moving.
Even background characters' hairs are moving. That girl with the ponytail?
It's so nuanced. I absolutely love it. And I can't think of any other movies that are like animated movies in the last couple of years that weren't Disney or Pixar that had little levels of detail like this. And I'm sure that's probably a gross overstatement. But... Yeah, but that was Pixar.
No, that was Disney.
Disney?
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't Pixar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. DreamWorks has, I think, stepped it up a bit in the past few years.
I always thought one of their weakest, but I think had the most potential for a long time, was Monsters vs. Aliens. I wanted so much more from that one.
I saw it, and I really liked it, but yeah, exactly. Like, I wanted more. Yeah.
And Stephen Colbert as the president.
That was pretty funny. He comes out and plays, like, Axel F. Yeah. That I liked.
I think it would have... I think that's one of the things where if they had a sequel for it, it would be better than the original. Like, mm-hmm. if there was a sequel
They did
for
have
it,
a TV show.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Hmm.
One animation that surprised me from last year was Despicable Me 2. That genuinely surprised me. Oh my God. So good.
I love that too. They have Celestia as the
principal. Principal.
Her eyes really freak me out. It's like, normally her eyes don't, I don't know, they kind of bug me, but this, it's just like she's wearing a masquerade mask.
You see what I mean by that? Like the top of her hair, that little tuft, right? I don't like it.
That sticks straight up?
Yeah, like hair productness.
See, I had a teacher in elementary school that her eyeshadow was the same color. She always wore 3 or 4 different colors of eyeshadow on her eyes, and it reminds me so much of her hair.
What?
When you said that, I thought of Mimi from Drew Carey. I don't know why.
Kind of, actually. Except, think tie-dye multicolored.
I just realized her Celestia's cutie mark is, like, on her lapel.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, like
yeah, the little thingamajig.
Yeah, the little sun thing. It's on her
blazer. How evil such a shimmer looks there.
Whoa, so much leg.
I was going to say her legs are...
Legs for miles.
Got it bad. Oh, got boy. It bad. Got it bad.
Oh, my God. It's a kid's show. Calm down.
Oh, you know someone's Rule 34'd this at some point. Which terrifies me.
They Rule 34'd it before it was made.
Oh. Why do you people do this? What? Someone out there right now, I bet you one of our listeners has done fan fiction or has drawn really bizarre. Oh, God. You should. Back when I started out with Twig, I've gotten some weird emails.
Oh, I love how everyone's so animated and everyone's moving.
There's a horse outside their school.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you're a magic talking horse looking at a normal horse. That, to us, that would be like looking at a human and seeing an HR Giger design for a human.
See,
it's all more detailed and...
It kind of makes me wonder how, for example, and I don't know if I can connect this, but think how in, like, say, Goof Troop... For example, yeah. Goofy's obviously a dog. Max is a dog. Yet there are dogs in that world.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of, dogs. It's kind of looking at that.
And Polly Shore. Oh, and that's Granny Smith.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah.
Oh, I see Vinyl.
No, that's that's what? Picture Perfect?
Oh,
is
right.
that her name?
No, it's the glasses.
Yes. Although she was sitting at the same table from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
There's a recycling pony. That's funny.
I kind of like how they have all the different clicks that kind of makes up everything quite nicely.
Yeah, but I don't like that they're using 80s like ideas of cliques.
Don't bash the cliques.
I'm not, but like when I was in high school, I remember it was like the jerks, the slackers,
the stoners.
Bores.
That's terrible.
It wasn't such a rainbow. It was more, I mean...
Well, I think it's definitely rainbow here. And here, they don't present cliques as a negative thing. I don't find it.
They're just, you share a common interest, yeah. You hang out.
Yeah, and I don't see an issue with that. Like, it looks like they have a neutral approach to, like, cliques. Yeah. Like, these are the more musician-y people. These are, like, tech people.
It's not
people,
like Revenge of the Nerds, where yeah. It's like... There are
or like Mean Girls, where you're going through all that. Yeah, so watch Pinky and how she moves.
Did she just pull off one of her cutie mark balloons and
she did.
It?
That's kind of awesome.
Let's have a party.
And it grew back.
Oh, look at her hair. Love it. Big 80s hair.
It's Texas hair. Pop.
Yeah, see how the subtle movements of when she's a pony, it definitely translates over to her being a person.
The animators must have had such a fun time doing this.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. You can tell almost anything involved with ponies. There's such love and dedication put into it. And I haven't seen that on an animated show in a really long time.
You know, it's animated in Canada, I think.
Yeah.
This is such a Canadian show. There are so many Canadians involved.
I think it's DHX Media or something like that. Actually, a friend of mine who works with me over on These Warriors Are Terrible, our friend Julian, I think his company does this show, actually.
I thought it was a Studio B does the animation, but I'm sure at this point they are like, they're every studio have episodes. We need a lot of them.
Like, here, make this stuff happen.
Wow, you have horrible printing.
I love Pinky.
When I was in Toys R Us last week, there was a kid looking at the display for Equestria Girls, and all I could hear, oh my god, Mom, they have Applejack!
She should be wearing pants. Like, her and Rainbow Dash really should have been wearing pants. Or
yeah.
Doesn't Rainbow Dash actually wear pants later on?
She's wearing a skort type thing. She has shorts underneath her skirt, but I feel like Applejack should have been wearing like jeans, like country girl jeans that just goes hand in hand.
Doesn't your friend Alice dress up as Applejack?
Yeah, she.
Love her Applejack cosplay.
Yeah, she basically is Applejack. She's a farmer country girl. Love Alice. Shout out to Alice.
I'm glad she has her hat, though. Because my problem with a lot of the Applejack toys that are out there is that they don't have a hat.
Yeah,
and when they do, it's pink.
Exactly.
Well, that, like, the toy isn't made. It's not a hat-friendly toy, I find.
That, and finding the fashion-size ponies is such a pain in the ass. Like, me and Blair have been collecting them for just a little over a year and a half now. We still don't have an Applejack. Who else don't we have? We don't have a Fluttershy.
Yeah.
Oh, but everybody else we found. Actually, we found a really awesome rarity through a garage sale.
Yeah.
And a Celestia for like $5.
Yeah, it was awesome. Right now, we have wrestling figures riding them.
Yeah, I've got Roman Reigns from The Shield riding Princess Celestia.
So badass.
I actually tagged it on Instagram, and the official WWE Network is like, we like that. So now I know that Roman Reigns knows that he's uber manly by riding a pony. I think we have the Ultimate Warrior riding Pinkie Pie, too, I think.
Oh, all right. All right.
Too soon. No, this is before he died.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you realize now the ultimate match in heaven is now Macho Man Randy Savage versus the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh,
officiated by Saint Peter. Most amazing match ever.
AJ's mad.
Is it? I know one of our guests from Canterlot voices. Which one does he voice, Snails or Snips? Or is it both of them he does?
I think he does both. I'm almost positive.
Lee Tockler, whatever his name is?
Yeah. He also did the dragon in the pilot episode, the one with my mustache.
Steven Magnet's the dragon's name.
And then didn't we have at Canterlot, Kreba. What was her name?
Michelle Krieber?
Yes.
And she's what, Sweetie Belle?
I think she's Sweetie
Belle.
Wasn't
she also...
Singing voice of Apple Bloom or something?
Yeah, I believe that's it.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. She was really sweet.
Yeah, her mom was super nice. I think me and Blair talked to her for like a half hour. Just like hung out with them. I actually got a noise complaint thanks to Michelle Krieber in my apartment complex. Sometimes I crank pony music. What? Oh my God. There's this awesome version of she does a song called Saturday Night, and the Living Tombstone did a remix of it. I had that cranked so loud, it shook my apartment. Neighbors like, turn that down. In 3 minutes and 35 seconds, I will.
If you're actually watching the movie while we're like just kind of yipping audio, you should be at the point where Spike is shaking a paw at. I don't care. Go back to your story.
It's like at the point of the movie where it's just kind of building and it's just kind of getting the background type stuff. Yeah. But I find it was very well paced that it.
Yeah, you were never bored during this movie.
That was something that it really, the only issues that I had was I felt like the story was a little, the plot itself was a little shallow. Like, it wasn't bad. It's not bad. It's just, you know, very mediocre, and I felt like more could have done. And for me, the movie did very much seem like a cash grab for toys. Mm-hmm. But the movie itself, it's not a bad movie. I'll even take a risk and I'll say it's good. Like, it's not great. It's not amazing.
It's passable.
Yeah. Like, it is.
It's a good first effort.
I would say it's above average. It's at least a 6 out of 10.
I would say it doesn't feel like a long episode.
Snips,
which is
snails.
Something that I feared that it was going to be.
It doesn't have the feel of an episode to me.
Yeah, like the stakes are big enough. Although the ending to this movie is what the hell.
Oh, totally.
Where it turns into like Dragon Ball Z for all 5 minutes.
Well, I remember watching the ending and thinking, wow, they're screwed. They really need a Shazam moment coming out of nowhere. And then that's exactly what happens.
I looked at Blair. I'm like, when the hell's Goku gonna show up? Because it just went there.
Okay, and here's Trixie.
Do you know what I just noticed? They're really on all this healthy imagery of healthy foods. Because during the cafeteria scene, they were
all eating salad.
Every food group was there.
Yes, every food group was there. And if you notice in the vending machine,
it's all healthy stuff.
It's very much the same.
I think that's partially because like they're still keeping the whole pony mentality because what they mostly eat is fruit and vegetables. But yeah, like in the cafeteria scene, I saw burgers and hot dogs, and it didn't look like that processed stuff. It looked like good quality. Like I liked that it was showed all the food groups and like different types of food too.
I'm just going to eat some horse jerky here right now. this is horse jerky that you don't know that I'm not eating, but
they're pretzels.
Nom 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 nom.
Horse pretzels.
Horse pretzels. Om nom nom.
They're crunchy like apples. Now, is that supposed to be Cheerilee?
Yes.
Yeah.
As teachers, we totally get that.
Yeah.
I have a lot of moments like that.
Snails and Snips are dedicated to using the Android platform. Those are definitely not iPhones.
I'd like to think that Snails and Snips would eventually just grow up to sell drugs outside of a quick stop.
Now, I swear on that computer screen, it looked like a YouTube interface.
I think it is, actually.
I do really like the human designs of the cutie.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. They look really good.
Yeah. And I think I really do like their outfits. It seems like there's more variety. It looks like Scootaloo's wearing pants.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the three of them, I really like the look of Apple Bloom the most.
Oh, yeah. I love what they did with her hair because, like, her mane, I guess, seemed very person-like as a pony, so it just translated over really well.
Twilight's typing there is actually more realistic than most typing on TV shows.
This is true.
But it's also like watching a kindergartner type, too.
Yeah, like, yeah.
This I remember still, when they used to have keyboarding classes. Do they still have that?
It depends. I was supposed to do a keyboarding class, but I never got around to it. But
quiet, this, Aunt Zelda. Willie's 6 exams.
I taught myself how to type. It wasn't hard.
I remember taking a keyboarding class in high school, and a kid marveled at me this week because I could type everything that was on the board without looking. And he's like, how can you do that? I said, it's a very good thing to learn how to type.
Yeah. One, like, I think the only reason that I'm good at typing and picked it up so quickly is, like, piano skills translated over so well.
ICQ.
That's what happened with me, too.
It's totally possible, yeah.
That actually seems like it would be hugely uncomfortable to sleep on a bed of books.
Well, it depends on what the books are made of and what books they are.
Are they soft cover?
They're all bound in human flesh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, which they found at Harvard. There are three books bound in human flesh. They found this, like, last week or something like that. So the Necronomicon is actually real.
Damn.
It worked before you broke it. Elements of Harvard. That's so cool! Mike just handed me the Elements of Harmony, the book, which I'm trying to operate with one hand, which is ridiculously hard.
You can do it.
That's really... Oh my god, it's an episode guide! Where did you get this and how much?
$20 at a comic book store.
We're totally picking this up, like, on the way home. Oh my god, that is so bitchin' cool!
We should ask our friend at the Gauntlet if he can order it.
Yes, we will. That is so friggin' cool.
So if you'd like ponies and reading, nerd, look for the Elements of Harmony by...
Which I should also add, the comic book for the My Little Pony series is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The micro series is really good.
Katie Cook, who does writes a lot of it and does some of the covers, you meet her, she's exactly the kind of person you want to be writing My Little Pony comic book. She is so sweet and...
Spike, get in the bag. Do as you're told.
Twilight let the dogs out.
You know, it's one of those things, when they first released the, like, pony comics, I didn't think they would be as successful as, I'm like, how are you going to make this interesting month to month? And somehow they do, and the artwork never slacks off. Mm-hmm. The covers, like, there's so many different variants. A fan of mine sent me the Derpy Hooves variant cover from, I think it was Midtown Comics, from the first run last year. And that's, like, one of my favorite covers that entire series.
Well, look, a vampire.
I was at BotCon meeting with the guys who make the Transformers comics, IDW, and I'm like, dudes, ponies is... Can I swear on this?
Yes.
Ponies is the shit. How come you guys work with Hasbro? How come you guys don't make pony comics? And they're like, well, you know, demographics and stuff. And I'm like, no, guys, make some pony comic books. And then 6 months later, what do I see solicited?
The Pinkie Pie Optimus Prime cover?
Which I obviously have, yes. Ugh. And then the next year, I'm like, guys, I called it. And they're like, yeah, well, it was Hasbro's idea saying, hey.
Make this happen?
Yeah.
And it's such a cool cover, too.
And no, I mean, the overall comic.
Yeah.
Hasbro went to IDW and said, hey, you...
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Rarity's either anemic or she's albino. I can't decide.
She's like Steve.
Steve.
We have a friend Steve who's albino.
That's so cool. They're so pretty.
There's somebody who lives in this building who's albino.
Really?
Yes.
My sister, she had these albino twins at her high school, and there was the boy and the girl, and they looked like aliens or gods. Like, it was crazy. The girl was so
aliens or gods.
We've all seen Hellboy 2.
Or Powder.
They're so pretty.
There was a girl I went to college with, along with my buddy Steve, and we used to call her, this is going to sound really mean, but we used to call her Snowball Jr. Just because I'm like, well, Steve was Snowball, like, that's Snowball Jr. You two should hook up, you'd have a baby that
Why
was, like, film negative.
Snowball 2 for the Double Simpsons reference?
Oh, I never even there thought about go. That. We are terrible people. And here's the thing, Steve will never hear this, so I'm totally okay with making fun of him. I love you, buddy. But Rarity was the one design when I first saw this I thought was friggin' terrible.
Monster High?
Yeah, although here it doesn't look bad. Mm-hmm. Although the boots thing kind of bothers me, though, that everybody's wearing them.
Don't you want me to buy a pair?
I really prefer if you didn't.
Oh, come on.
I don't mind the boots because it makes me think of Mega Man.
I mind the boots just because... There's not a lot of variety between the girls. Like, Applejack's makes
sense.
See,
yeah, they make sense.
Yeah, with denim jeans, it would look better.
And maybe with Rarity, it makes kind of sense?
I feel like Rarity would be more like a flats or a high heels kind of girl at school. Mm-hmm.
They don't really bring it up in the movie. It was cut, but actually the world outside of the high school has the surface of Earth is burning constantly. So it was either boots or burns. So
Pinky, I think, would be in something like flip-flops.
Well, I can see that.
Like Rainbow Dash is even wearing boots. Running shoes, come on.
Pinkie Pie would be... she'd wear her socks over her flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Toe socks and flip-flops.
Yes, toe socks.
I feel like Fluttershy also would not be in boots. Like, that doesn't seem like a Fluttershy type of...
Mm-hmm. She would be in something very feminine.
Yeah. She seems like...
Flats. She would definitely be in flats, because she wouldn't want to be...
Like little ballerina flats.
Yeah, those would be so cute.
You guys are talking about footwear, and I'm just like, oh, okay. What else is going on here?
I still don't get why girls like shoes.
Boys.
They're just there to cover your feet from not stepping in dog crap. That's how I look at shoes.
I've got really practical shoes. I've got shoes for dance, like the different ballet, tap, and jazz shoes, and I've got my winter boots, and I've got a good pair of running shoes for working out. It's a good pair of like for fun shoes I don't have because mine broke. And I have a hard time finding shoes because I have shallow arches.
I have no arches and my feet are fat.
All you wear are Crocs.
Shut up.
So when the zombie apocalypse comes, I will be ready to run. Whereas you'll be like, oh my God, my shoes fell off.
And then I will
run
barefoot.
Let me just say hello to Tom Savage. I know you're watching this because we're talking about feet.
Oh God.
Foot fetish people weird me out too. Not that there's anything wrong with
Quentin,
that.
Quentin, I know you're listening.
See, she should be wearing like cleats or something, or cross trainers.
That's
either way.
Huge
she should not be wearing boots when playing soccer. Is not.
It's not practical.
No, not at all. I feel like you would fall over.
Need some good strong cleats, and not a skirt.
At least she's wearing shorts underneath.
Well, yeah.
But she should be like in like just the shorts or in like. I don't know, sweatpants.
She'd probably have her hair up, too.
I wasn't crazy about her design either, Rainbow Dash's. Yeah. It just seems very off to me.
I actually really love this, where she's like, you have to beat me in soccer. This, you have no chance.
Yeah, but say, in the most stacked competition ever.
Yeah. But really... Okay. So
Rarity looks like that one student who's that one kid in high school who was all like, yeah, LGBT rights, everybody, come to the Gay Straight Alliance after class. She is the one with the least amount of fashion sense. I don't like Rainbow Dash's outfit. I think it looks very
It just looks gaudy weird. For the sake of being gaudy.
Well, it's not even just that. To me, it doesn't look like things match. Like that skirt and that shirt, like no, the skirt and the shirt and the vest thing she's wearing, like they to me that doesn't match.
Well, everybody else's outfit makes sense except hers.
Yeah, because like look, like she's got the rainbow motif going on, but then her skirt has like pink in it. No, that clashes with everything else in her, like the color palette for her character.
You know, I'm a man. What the hell do I know about fashion? Because once I just described shoes as things that prevent you from having a dog poop.
Things that go on your feet.
Yeah, exactly. They're just there to protect.
I'd rather just develop really good calluses and then never need shoes.
Oh,
here comes the horrifying doll.
Oh, God.
We have props, guys.
That looks even worse. Like,
yeah, but it's got the David Bowie eye tattoo.
Okay, that's true.
It's got the David Bowie eye tattoo.
Or she should have tears to show.
There's something about the face about that doll I just don't like.
Generic fact that it's basically just a generic Barbie face.
It freaks me out is what it does.
It's a cross between a Bratz face and a Barbie's face, and to me that, well, I hate the Bratz design, so I don't really like it.
Which Bratz Monster High.
Yes.
Okay, now we have Sentry Flash, who is not...
Love interest.
He's not as cool as the Flash, but he's about on par with the Sentry, so...
When will he be in season 4?
Not at all.
I hate it when there's a one-off thing in a movie that's never followed up with it.
Well, they'll bring him back in the sequel, which I can't remember what the hell is. I think it's called like Equestria Rocks or something.
I thought the title involved Rainbow Dash's name, but I don't remember.
I thought they were doing Equestria Girls 2, and Equestria Girls Rocks was just like a series of shorts.
See, I don't know.
I have no idea.
We have not researched this enough.
Applejack is sitting very unladylike.
Oh, and there's Mrs.
Thing
Pie.
Is, that's why she should be wearing jeans. You don't do that
exactly.
in a skirt.
And this was brought up during the panel at Canterlot Con, where we're all like, yeah, the romantic subplot kind of seemed forced and it didn't really go anywhere.
I don't think so. To me, it feels organic.
Well,
final scratch.
But the thing is, like, the whole movie does have a huge, typical 80s teenage movie vibe to it.
I think that was the point, maybe.
Yeah,
well, it's a formula. It's a formula that
yeah.
works.
And that's why he's there, because it's just, even
it
though
works.
It's a crappy, done subplot, it wouldn't be an 80s teen movie without some kind of factor.
The more I look at it, the more and more I think, like, I think Pinky's design and Rarity's design are my, like, for their human counterpart, sorry, is, I prefer it. I think it looks the best. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, like, the more I watch Rarity, the more I'm actually a fan of her stuff.
Yeah, like, I do like their character design. Like, oh, just Pinky and Rarity, to me, it looks like it makes the most sense.
And even Fluttershy's, too.
Yeah.
Except for the boots.
Yeah. But Rainbow Dash's is arguably the worst.
Oh my god, yes. Twilight's is okay. I just think she looks a little dorky, but I think she's supposed to look dorky.
Yeah.
So this is more like a personal preference thing of I just like that the way that looks versus that. Like, Twilight should look like that. I think that works for Twilight.
And Vinyl Scratch was a good...
Oh yeah.
A good design, too.
I'm just going to mention Reddit right now so that Reddit pays attention to this thing.
Hashtag Reddit.
Yeah. Okay.
This is the best song.
I have never watched this song without being like, okay, fast forwarding through it.
What?
I love it. What's wrong
it's
with you?
It just goes on way too long.
Disagreement.
And I can't imagine being in
high
school.
I love rally songs.
When
and singing along. And singing.
I went to an art school, so maybe I'm biased.
If in high school, if Six Chicks just began doing this, I'd just be like...
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. This is the worst striptease ever.
Okay,
this is like a once a week occurrence at my high school.
My high school song had a phrase about a dog peeing on a hydrant.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my high school seems relatively tame in retrospect.
We went to rival high schools.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my high school had like no high school spirit whatsoever. Mm. We just had a good football team, and that's all I remember.
Not as good as ours.
We just had kids breaking out into song and dance.
Yours high school sounds a lot more interesting. Although...
Glee wasn't a thing back when I went to high school.
It wasn't a thing when I was in high school, too. So, like, seeing that, I was like, oh, it's, like, high school, only really weird and
in
bad
our high
writing.
In our high school, one of the greatest things we ever did was the nerds managed to kick the stoners out of the cafeteria. That was a strike back for us then.
You're old.
Shut up.
Wait.
We used to play Magic with the white borders, man. We were playing when the Alpha set was out.
Aren't you 30?
Not for 2 weeks. Well, a week and a half.
I'm 30.
I'm 33 this year.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like you can't call him old because you're two years younger than him. Get down.
Okay. Arguably one of the best songs from the entire run of the show.
Yeah, and I love how everything they do it, like, visually, too.
They were doing some Spice Girls moves back there.
I know, I love it.
Spice Girls, but not lame.
Tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I dated a girl who was obsessed with the Spice Girls. It was hell for about 3 months.
I loved the 90s Spice Girls, but
the Backstreet, I'm secretly a huge ass fan of.
Oh,
I love singing them at karaoke.
And Sync too, in like the early 2000s. And Britney, Aqua.
This is the End?
I totally
yes,
saw NSYNC
and
so
that was awesome.
You saw Britney Jones and Timberlake. Oh,
I think we sang along with that at the end of This Is the End, didn't we, Blair?
Yep.
That was awesome.
I was singing along with it. I love that movie. It was so good.
Yeah.
See, Blair didn't like it. I didn't like it as much as
I thought I
would.
I loved it.
But I had no idea what I was watching going into it. I was just told, go see it. And I'm like, what's it about? And they're like, well,
that
celebrities at the end of the world. And I'm like, okay, what is... And my mind went to Jersey Shore. Just,
mm-hmm.
It was described like a reality TV show to me. Then I went and I watched it. So because I had no idea what I was getting into. I was,
hey, there's
I
Sunset Shimmer.
That reminds me, Blair, you realize after 2 weeks after you went to the Jersey Shore, it burnt down?
Yep.
We are bad luck.
That is
I think that's good luck.
But the boardwalk there is so cool.
It is pretty
cool. And then they had just rebuilt it, and then it burned down. Sad face.
Although we got to give the finger to the Jersey Shore house, which was pretty awesome.
We did.
Nice. Well done. She's wearing a leather jacket, therefore she's bad.
You'd think for someone that attractive, she could afford, you know, cooler-looking henchmen. Other than these two retards.
And they look like...
Hey.
They don't look like they're in...
Don't call them retards. Call them Wingus and Dingus, if you must.
Wingus and Dingus.
In Equestria, like... In Equestria, aren't they supposed to be, like, young kids? So, like, what? Is she a grade 12 with, like, grade 9s hanging around her? Like,
she's got some lackeys.
She's got some grade 8 goons.
She was one of...
time off of school, and this is the volunteer hours.
She was one of those students who, when she was, like, in grade 9, she would hang out with all the grade, what?
Is 6 12? Or 7s?
Well, she'd hang out with the much older grades and just be, like, their underling. And then when they all go to college...
She recruits her own.
She ends up hanging with all these impressionable young kids.
Luna for the win.
I think she looks better than Celestia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your poor Drippy.
She has real eyes.
What happened to your eye?
I have pink eye.
Oh.
I'm not contagious. It's okay.
Not anymore.
I thought of South Park and I thought of zombies.
She's like our kitty. She has a poor drippy eye.
Yeah, except it's viral, so drops won't do anything. I just have to suck it up and tough it out and hope my body can fight this. Because
I'm not going to lie. I thought you got into a fight and somebody fucked you up.
No, you should have seen the other guy. No, I had a student ask me if I got into a fight.
You should have said, yeah, and I'm not afraid to go back to prison.
Well, what but what I said was like I pulled out the line of, like, hey, you should see the other guy. But then I stopped, and I'm like, wow, I don't want to promote violence to children. No, I have pink eye, blah, blah, blah.
Pinky eye?
Pinky eye.
Well, if you look at me from just this side, it just looks like I've been crying. So it's like I'm bipolar, and I'm depressed on this side, and I'm happy on this side.
So you're kind of like Two-Face. I like it.
Yeah. I posted a selfie like that. I want to do, like, a glam Two-Face kind of thing. It'll be one of those things where it's a girl pretending to be a boy pretending to be a girl. Some Shakespeare stuff.
Well, it's just, like, you have longer hair on one side and shorter hair on the other.
So I think it'd be really, really cool to do, like, a Two-Face thing. But I would base the design off of, like, Adam Lambert, but if he was Two-Face.
Well, like,
what's going on in the plot at this point?
Shoes.
They're going shopping.
Photoshop pictures, right?
We have these pictures of you looking like an idiot. Okay.
Hashtag Photoshop.
Yeah, but kids are pretty dumb nowadays. So photos of kids looking like an idiot would actually make them more popular.
So yeah, dude, considering you're popular, like, on Reddit and Instagram.
If you could become a meme, you're set. I wish I was a meme. One of my friends tried to make it happen, and it didn't pick up. Like, he made stuff, but it didn't trend.
Aww.
Next time. I needed to have a derpier face. That's what it was.
I'm surprised all the dumb crap I've done. I haven't ended up on Reddit or something. Well, when I did Con Bravo, I'm good. When I did Con Bravo and I dressed in her dress and I came out on the balcony, I'm like, Doug Walker. And he's like, what the hell are you doing?
That's the first thing Mike asked me when we came into the apartment. How in the world did that happen?
I heard that you lost a bet. That was the, like,
I didn't hear anything.
I was just like, hey, I'm bored. Blair, give me your dress.
I just kind of
was exactly it.
I heard, oh, Mike Dodd's running around in a dress. And I'm like,
not surprised.
I accept this. I'm not even in question.
That was like 3 days after we got married, too. So,
okay.
I'm like, this is my husband, everybody.
Pinkie Pie, we're totally ignoring this movie, but Pinkie Pie there just gave the mother of all info dumps to the rest of the cast.
Oh, right. The whole Pinky somehow randomly knows.
Maybe both the dumbest part of the movie, but it...
It's definitely something that bothered...
like an hour of...
That is something that bugged me. It was like a
magic pony
plot cop-out, but how else were they going to do it at the same time?
Pinky secretly exists in the multiverse.
Yeah.
She exists at all places.
She's an all-knowing entity. She's omnipotent.
Somehow we could link Pinky into the Marvel Universe now.
Oh, I loved... Have you seen the Pony episode where it's basically the Marvel DC kind of...
No.
Okay, watch it. I'm not going to say anything more. Watch it. Don't say anything more. It's really good. Watch it. It's a good episode. I will fight you. I will win.
But you'll give me a pink eye?
Yeah, she'll give you a pink eye,
I will give you pink eye.
Little does he know that she's already rubbed her face all over your pillow.
Have fun sleeping tonight. Okay, this is totally 80s.
Where's Zecora?
I want her to get her own episode.
Right? Wouldn't that?
I love Zecora.
I want there to be a land where they go into like wherever the zebra realm is.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
I want to do a YouTube show, My Little Giraffe, who they don't actually like each other or care about any conflict.
My little Raffy.
Whenever like a dragon shows up, instead of banding together and form a team, they just walk away.
I just had the most random thought.
Yeah.
If you had a camel in the show and it turned into Equestria Girls, would the camel turn into a kid with a hunchback?
I really thought you were going to go someplace a lot darker than that.
I thought you were going to go to a racial place.
Same
here. No.
Well, would he have a turban? Well, I don't know, Blair.
No, a hunchback.
So let me say, we've now talked about retards, Nazis.
It would probably be the same. Look, really, realistically speaking, as Scooter demonstrates, it would probably just be a normal person, and it doesn't have... Or a dog.
Ooh,
or a dog.
I really like this scene because it shows like the cliques are working together. So it sort of, at the beginning when they said like, oh, these are cliques, like nothing bad. But then in this one, they're showing like the cliques interacting with each other. And I really like that.
But in real life?
Oh, in real life.
Now,
the Mean Girls movies had so much truth to it.
Do some of these guys actually have names? Because some of these like that guy, for example. Does anybody know?
Nope.
If you know, feedback at thisweekingeek.net.
Yes, exactly. I would love to know who... I want to know who the recycling guy's name is, other than recycling guy.
I would love to... If somebody went through the whole movie and had every time a background character came up or any time...
There's like a name?
Their name, yeah, with it. I think that would be really cool.
The annotated My Little Pony.
Yeah, but say, yeah, do that on like YouTube or something. And once again, Luna looks much better than Celestia.
Yeah, even her little hair tuft at the top looks better. Like, well, still doesn't look like right, but it's
her eyes make it just look, I don't know, less weird, I guess.
Celestia's eyes look more pony, and Luna's eyes look more like human shape.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, they're less angular.
Oh, her grade 8 lackeys.
Why would
As she's
they...
sitting with them alone in a closet.
That's not going to spell any bad
things. So, yeah, that's not suggestive at all.
That's not going to cause rumors. Oh, God. There would totally be rumors.
Yeah, we got pictures of Twilight not knowing how to use a computer, but you were in a closet with two boys for an hour.
Who were like 5 years younger than you.
Just saying, lady.
Just saying.
She's on a watch list now.
And the quintessential 80s...
Clothing montage,
that's right. That looks like a Marge Simpson dress.
Pinkie Pie just had Marge Simpson hair, so.
I love Pinkie.
I love Angel.
I have a toy of her.
Yeah, well, I bought her this really cool custom plus Angel, and it looks so pissed off.
I did a Pinkie Pie cosplay back in 2012 for Anime North, and one of my friends, she took a stuffed alligator that she had, and she turned it into gummy.
Oh.
She removed all its teeth, she painted its eyes, and I wanted to keep it, but she liked it, so she
did. Aw.
She liked it, so she kept it. But I loved it. I loved having the ownership of the gummy toy.
I wish at Build-A-Bear, when you bought Pinkie, they give you the option to buy gummy.
That would be great.
We have Spike.
Mm-hmm, we do.
They actually gave us the showroom Pinkie Pie because they ran out that day and they were just about to close. Like, well, you can just buy the show one. And it's so well made. Right now, Pinkie Pie sits beside my stuffed Rob Ford.
Oh my God, you have a stuffed Rob Ford?
Yep, I had it custom. He even has like a cheeseburger tie and everything.
I'm really waiting for the Rob Ford cosplay this year. Like, oh my God, there will have to be somebody.
I'll cosplay. I've already got the hair now.
And you know how Rob always has that necklace thing?
Yeah.
I want those to be the Orange Lantern ring.
I want that to be like just a ring full of cheeseburgers or something like that. Oh my God, Blair.
So does he.
If I cosplay as Rob Ford, can you be Doug?
I don't know how in the world I would ever pull that off.
That's it. Con Bravo cosplaying as Rob Ford. You heard it here first.
I came up with a movie idea, and it would just be called Ford. And it would basically be an 80s, like late 80s, early 90s kind of styled sports movie where he's the mayor and he's running for mayor again, but he's also the captain of the football team at the local high school. And he's trying to... he's trying to connect with one of the kids who's, you know, he's gay, he's an outcast, and it's Rob trying to...
Trying to help him out.
Yeah, and then there's like, oh no, the night of the big game is the night of the speeches for the mayor election. So
can he do both?
And then there's gonna be like a training montage. it would be like a campaign montage mixed in with it. It would be so funny.
It would be the most. You know what? Honestly,
Can we make a trailer for this?
I would love to do that.
Let's make the trailer.
There was a trailer on YouTube for Rob Ford. It started like Chris Farley, it was so well cut together. For those of you that don't know, Google Toronto Rob Ford and just have a laugh. Actually, there is one clip on YouTube. It's like a minute and a half song, and it's just clips of him. And he's like, I want to smoke 1,000 pounds. And he's like, crack, crack, I smoke crack. It's so stupid. It's amazing. Somehow we went from Equestria Girls to Rob Ford.
I was going
to
say, we've gone down quite the rabbit hole here.
Yeah, Rob Ford, Nazis.
Okay, so anyway... Getting back to the movie.
Rob Ford Nods is a big guy.
Getting back to the movie. So Twilight is chasing Snips and Snails for some... Oh, because they grab Spike. And he's of value to... Oh, and...
And random Trixie cameo.
She was really having issues with that vending machine. So we're about to hit up the climactic scene here.
Vandalism!
It's really
with her and her like Triple H sledgehammer.
That the portal is just on the back of a random statue. It's
and the fact that it's never been broken once by accident.
Don't suffocate Spike.
What's your end game here, guys? Just curious.
Yipe, 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 yipe.
Why are there no adults?
Yeah, regular high school dance, they'd have chaperones outside, too.
Well, there'd be a few people outside having a smoke or having a drink or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
There'd be some people hotboxing their cars.
It's true.
This is so not a kid-friendly podcast.
Nope.
Okay.
Big epic speech.
Also, we know how to fix stone. It's not hard.
And a crown is more important than being able to get home?
Friendship is more important than home.
Well, she would get a technical do-over.
But wouldn't her friends miss her?
Well, I'd be more curious about how Twilight intends to blend in with this new world with, you know, no social security number, also, no place to live.
What about this world's Twilight? Is she at a boarding school or something?
Twilight was always a book nerd, so without...
I know, I feel like she would be at a boarding school. She would be at a normal high school.
Yeah.
So, but if she ever came home, she would come home and there'd be, like, this other Twilight, and it would be like, there can only be one.
Or it'll be, like, in Time Cop, where they both touch each other and they turn into, like, goop.
Yeah.
These same matter cannot occupy the same space.
With Ron Silver.
Yes, Ron Silver in Equestria Girls. We're going to bring him back from the dead for one role.
Even with their fancy dresses, Fluttershy. Their shoes, just no.
Did you realize they didn't animate Fluttershy's face there? She was actually faceless?
No!
I didn't catch that.
Well, that'd be the first animation mistake I've actually seen in this entire thing. Oh,
I'm sure there's been hundreds, because the more well-animated something is, the more little bits and pieces go off-model, but yeah, first noticeable one.
Now Sunset Shimmer triggers her devil trigger mode.
Come here. She's not even, like, she's not a pony and she's not a person. What is she here?
A demon.
A fury.
I hate her eyebrows. If the eyebrows were thinner, I think for some reason that would, I would prefer the design more. It's scary either way, but.
And of course, everybody gets energy blasts.
I would not be happy if I looked like that. Okay, they actually look better like that.
Mm-hmm. Use the Dragon Balls.
Somebody call the police. Get the army in there.
Shoot her. Only Jurassic Park.
No, I'm just thinking like somebody goes it rolls in with a tank.
Just takes her out. The equestrian army.
Where's Principal Celestia right now?
She's probably hotboxing her car with me.
Okay, I thought that for a second there she just did that crushing move on the kids instead of pulling them like
out of the building.
It's just like
bone crunch.
Now you die.
Little blood spits out of the hunk of rock and
now she can create like mind slave zombie things. So you should aim a little bit bigger than a high school, I'm just saying.
Yeah, like community college.
Yeah, exactly. Raise the stakes a little bit. Take over a small street.
Glendale.
Greendale.
Greendale, not
say,
Glendale.
Say Glendale is Niagara.
Oh, she'd be sad if she took over U of T.
Oh, she put her hat back on.
That means she means business.
She prepares her final smash. Man, I just realized they should have put Sunset Simmer in the My Little Pony fighting game, which they actually finished.
Really?
Yeah, there's a version called the Tribute Edition, and it finishes everybody's moveset.
Okay. Because I know that Hasbro sent them a cease and desist, so then Lauren Foss gave them new permission. Designs to use, and then
saved by
blah,
friendship.
Blah, blah, I was not patient enough for this.
I love
yeah, dude, remind me and I'll send you the Tribute Edition.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I can find it if I need it.
Yeah, it's probably... This, if you look, yeah, it'll be harder
Sailor
to
Moon
find.
Transformation
yeah.
I was going to say.
I'd be pretty Sailor freaked out if I grew horse ears and a tail and wings.
At this,
I'd be less freaked out about the wings, the tail maybe.
The ears would freak me out. And the wings. Yeah, but, I feel like having wings sprout out your shoulder blades might be ka-ching. Awkward. My hair growing longer, I would not like it.
No. At this point, they're already in dealing with like changing dimensions.
Oh, all of them
and
have the sparkly hair.
Demons yeah. And
so maybe that's not something in the. Is that something in the show where Celestia and Luna have the sparkly hair, or is it just this movie that they went to that extra? Because now I'm wondering.
I'm pretty sure they've got the sparkly hair in the show.
Yeah, just because I was noticing like during that sequence, a bunch of them had the sparkly hair. Maybe just for the sequence, because now I'm not seeing it.
I punish you in the name of the moon.
I think around this time, too, they introduced the toys with the tinsel hair, too.
Mm. Okay.
So it may have been some type of tie-in.
Okay.
I'm reaching a little here, but...
Then 9,999 pops up on the screen for damage.
An F5 rainbow tornado.
It's over 9,000.
I'm not going to lie. When you said F5, I thought of, like... Brock friggin' Lester's move where he picks up the guy and slams him.
You're way too into wrestling now.
Hey, you like it too.
I know.
Ooh, yes.
Pony Smackdown.
Well, it turns out Kofi Kingston's a huge brody. He's this huge, he's the Intercontinental Champion. He's this big black dude, and he's like, ponies are friggin' awesome. Like, yes.
One time okay. I was at the gym, and I was wearing my pony shirt just because I use... put t-shirts over my workout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the gym. I'm working out. This muscly, like, stereotypical frat boy jock comes up to me.
Some dude bro?
Yeah, some dude bro comes up to me. And I'm like, I don't like being bugged when I'm at the gym, especially by, like, I don't like being on the gym. It's don't do it. I'm yeah.
Was this
focus.
Not just trying to get swole, man? You got to respect the swole.
Anyway, but he was like, he came up to me. He's like, hey, I like your shirt, and I think he's. I don't think he's actually is referencing ponies. I think yeah. he's being a dude bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, thanks. And then I go back into working out, and he's like, have you seen the latest episode? And he goes into brony mode, and I'm like, my people. and he looked like a dude bro, did not talk like a dude bro. Dude brony.
I remember when...
They hide.
Yeah.
Snowflake, I believe.
I love Snowflake.
When he just shows up doing the whole, yeah. And I'm like, I know that guy.
Alice cosplays Snowflake too. She's got a good one.
That I have to see.
It's great. Because she's a total jock herself, so.
I would totally wear Rarity's dress from here.
Sparkles!
Sparkle, sparkle!
Nobody's freaked out by people with wings.
Yeah, you effectively just saw a demon fight. Yeah, that's cool, whatever. Back to class tomorrow morning.
And nobody minds that they're now these horse people, with some of them with wings. I would be thoroughly
And they've changed, and will they ever change back?
So Celestia knows the whole thing, what's going on, right? Like,
she's in on it.
Okay.
Multiverse Celestia.
And the current comic book series actually talks about how Celestia and Starbeard, the Starswirl the Bearded, used to go explore the multiverse together when they were younger.
I did not know that. See.
Oh, I love what Pinky's wearing.
Really a big fan of her design, too. Scootaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love her hair.
Trixie's got her hat.
New dancing.
I thought of Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Just that weird kicking thing.
Yeah. Oh, I love Fluttershy's dress.
Big fan of Rarities.
Fluttershy is totally the type of dress that I would wear to prom or semi-formal.
I missed my prom to stay home and play Mario Kart. Decided it was a better use of my time.
I had a pretty good time at prom. I'm like, I got to go to 3 proms. Not in the same year, of course.
My school didn't have a prom. We had a semi-formal, and I'm like, tickets are $40? Screw that.
Well, my prom was
That's a Nintendo game. Yeah. That was my thinking back then.
My mom paid for my prom thing. She's like, you only get to do prom once. And then I did it the year after for my, at the time boyfriend's prom, and then the year after for, like, a friend, his girlfriend dumped him the day before. He's like, come with me. And I'm like, okay.
I went to my grade 12 prom and my OAC prom, like grade 13 prom.
I did OAC.
And I had a boyfriend for each one of them. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go with you. So I went with my friends for both of them. I'm like, you'll just hold me back.
You're kind of a bitch.
I am. Well, I'd only been dating them for like 3 weeks. So.
Okay, fair enough.
Would you take Mike to the prom?
That's effort, man.
A lot of hesitation.
He would not go.
Convention prom night.
There is a MagFest one, actually. And even then, I'd be like, I kind of want to stay in my room and play Mario Kart.
I have only ever seen Michael dance once. And that was twice. At once at our friend's wedding and once at our wedding.
Yep. Other than that, that's effort, man. It's not that I'm lazy. I'm just under-motivated.
Fair enough. The dance at the Canterlot convention was kind of a letdown.
I was too sleepy. I couldn't stick around. So.
I felt so sick that night.
We were so ill.
But it's nice that they had a dance.
Mm-hmm.
It was because they had it be a concert and a dance. That's why the energy fell through. Because at the beginning, the energy was popping, whatever. But then it eventually faltered so much. And
well, it's also great that there's really a dance at a convention that's not just people looking the grind against hot chicks.
Oh my god, there were so many boys there.
Yeah, I know,
like, but they were too scared to come near me. I was like, exactly. Cool, I'm safe.
Yeah, it's the only convention that I could recommend somebody under 17-ish going to the dance.
17-ish. I love the ish.
The only dance or even concert series I've really been to where people actually really get and dance is PAX East. Like, for some of the concerts, people really get into it.
You have not been to enough dances by DJ Janos.
I love those.
I know, right?
I have so much fun when he DJs.
Animanaguchi, go to one of their concerts, and people, oh my god, oh, it's insane.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy DJ Janos' stuff, though.
I'll go to the dance, and I'll be like, hi, I'm wearing tap shoes, gonna tap to all the music.
I know this DJ. I know him.
He's such a cool person. I love the parties he DJs to. Yeah. So good.
I know him.
And that was Equestria Girls, guys. We talked about it, well, ish.
For maybe 10 minutes.
But see, that's kind of the fun of doing commentaries, is you get little stories. You always get something out of it in some capacity. Mm-hmm. Although, I'd like to know who some of these people are. I do not know who Sunset Shimmer, who the actress is. Rebecca...
Soichit.
No idea.
I'm probably saying that wrong.
And I love how she was the singer for Twilight Sparkle. Theme song remix by Daniel Ingram. The man.
Love Daniel Ingram. So good.
He'd be a guy I would like to like interview for this show. Him, Living Tombstone, I'd like to talk to.
I would love to see him compose for a feature-length musical. Like, yes. Even something for children's theater. I think it would work so well.
Doesn't James Wooty Wooten work on Phineas and Ferb?
I think so, yes, actually. Because that does sound very, very familiar.
I thought that person's name was Kung Fu Chen.
Once again, the horrible things that we've talked about during this. And oh, wow, bong. Anyway, moving on. Overall, I'd say this movie was actually halfway decent. I think anybody, you should see it once, at least. Own it if you can get it cheap.
Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Yeah, well, yeah, or stream it on Netflix. You literally have no reason to not see this.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them do more. Although I don't think I'd like to see this as a series.
No.
I would not want
to see Maybe that. If they did specials during the year, like during a regular pony season, I'd be okay with that.
I think that if I had seen this in theaters, I think I would have disliked it. Or maybe I wouldn't have liked it as much as I do.
I'm the opposite. I think the theater experience helped it for me. Because there were others there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I was in such a small town. In fact, can you imagine if you could screen this at a convention and have everybody who knows the songs?
Oh, people would definitely show up. Oh, if
there it'd
was
be
like
fun.
A sing along version. Yeah,
Derby.
Totally worth sticking around through the credits. I remember when that happened in the theater. I was like, yes.
Well,
I was so
I'm
happy.
I'm waiting to after the credits when Nick Fury shows up and is like, Twilight Sparkle.
I'm putting together
you're
a
the
team.
Only, yeah.
You think you're the only pony here in the multiverse? We're going to fight Loki. But there we go, guys. I hope you've enjoyed our commentary. I obviously want to hear from you guys. You can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net.
What bonus features does the Blu-ray have? Does it have a
I don't know,
version?
Actually. Let's take a look.
Or feature. If only there was a menu you could... access
there are there the there is a there is a printable movie poster karaoke songs through the looking glass of Equestria Girls and Ponify Yourself which whatever
Ponify.
The hell that
okay.
What's Hanazuki? Do you guys know what Hanazuki is?
Not a damn clue.
Let's find out.
Okay,
so yes, you guys are getting a few bonus minutes of extra content. What the hell is this?
A flying baby.
And it this is like
I'm confused.
This makes ponies look
a flying baby cupcake.
Why is the it's Katamari the series?
That would be awesome.
There's no narrative here. It's just cupcakes and colors and smiles.
It's like the Japanese.
I don't understand.
This is, what is happening?
This is the kind of cartoon I would expect Pinkie Pie to make.
Like? Yes, this is what drugs is like.
It doesn't say what it really is though. So.
It's a flying cupcake baby.
All right, guys. So we are gonna end this off. So do you guys have anything you guys want to promote, like websites, conventions?
My name.
Well, actually, you and I are doing a panel at Con Bravo.
Yes.
So me and Mike, we're going to do a panel talking about Transformers and all things 1980s at Con Bravo. I just have to submit my homework for my panel. And I'll be doing something on the Marvel Universe with Linkara. And that's coming up... When is Con Bravo? 17th, 18th of July?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
That weekend. I know it's that weekend.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's that weekend.
Yeah.
I remember.
So hopefully we'll see some of you guys there. I don't think I'm going to SGC, the Screw Attack Gaming Convention. I'm probably going to PAX South, I just found out it's happening. So that'll be fun next January. What about you? Are you going to TFCon?
I'm going to, at all the local conventions, doing event coverage for t.comics.ca. So if you like reading about conventions that you can attend, check me out. I'm going to a TCAF. The GTA Comic Con is soon. The Canadian Toy Expo is coming up. And we Anime North, of course. So if there's a GTA convention, you probably have already seen me.
So, yeah, make sure you email me your website link so I can put it in the description. So anyway, for This Week in Geeks, Last Exit to Ponyville, we have been...
Miss Birdman.
Jessica Callahan.
Mike Ryan.
And I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, saying, friendship really is magic. Work, goddamn you.
Come on.
Okay, he doesn't know how to turn this off here. Are we still recording?
Yep.
Okay.
Sweet.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net's Last Exit to Ponyville. We want you to help make the show at least 20% cooler by your getting involved. Call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202 or email us at feedback@ThisWeekInGeek.net, subject line Ponyville. We also have our official Facebook, which is facebook.com/LastExitToPonyville. Subscribe to us through iTunes or any podcatcher. Thanks for listening to us, and keep it locked to EquestriaDaily.com and ThisWeekInGeek.net. And until next show, remember, friendship is magic.